Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, the Republic of Ireland take on Gibraltar at the Aviva Stadium tonight, and they will be looking to undo the damage of Friday night's defeat to Greece in what was widely described as an abysmal display in the Euro 2024 qualifier. Only a win will do tonight, otherwise there will be huge pressure on Ireland manager Stephen Kenny. And to preview tonight's game, I'm joined on the line by soccer analyst and former Ireland international Keith Tracy. Good morning, Keith.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. It's almost painful, though, to continue reading the coverage and analysis of what happened on Friday night. Looking at it from this remove, where do you think it went wrong?
There's a number of things that personally I think went wrong. He started Will Smallbone in a three in midfield, but he played very flat. If you're going to play Smallbone, he has to play as the spearhead of the diamond. It was all too flat, and he ended up just down running from fullback to fullback. And I think O'Dowd playing at left back as well, in hindsight, wasn't a great move. I know Alan Brown hasn't played a lot of football. He's been injured at Preston, but he was there. He was on the bench. I'd have started with him. Even Matt Doherty, Nathan Collins, a lot of players didn't turn up. And look, Greece aren't a bad team. It's not on paper. It's not the worst result in the world, but the performance was absolutely dreadful. You know, in the first 10 minutes, I think we conceded 10 corners. You know, we were so under the cosh. There was one penalty they appealed, Gavin Bazunu, who comes out off his line. Then the Greece go and win a penalty. There was just no, like, the first thing you do in an away game is keep it tight for 10 minutes. We were absolutely battered. We were on the rope for the first 20 minutes. It was ridiculous. And all this attractive football that Stephen Kenny has promised us, what gets us back into the game was a set piece. Nathan Collins goes and wins a flick on. Evan Ferguson wins the flick on, and Nathan Collins puts it in the back of the net. So this attractive, sexy football that we're all being promised, it just hasn't happened. And that Irish team as well on Friday night had very little grip, very little backbone about it. And although it said 2-1 on the scoreline, Claire, it was a proper battering from Greece.
Yeah, and Evan Ferguson is clearly a star. He's a star in the making. He's performing like a star already. He just wasn't getting the ball that he needed, was he?
No, I did. I felt sorry for Evan as well up the top of the pitch. There's so much weight being put on his shoulders already at such a young age. And look, I understand that he's a Premier League player. He's done so well at Brighton. So there is exceptions. There is players that you just put straight into our first team because they're so good at club level. But the likes of a Will Smallbone, I know I'm going back to Will Smallbone again, but that was his competitive debut for Ireland. And, you know, I was in a lot of squads under Trapattoni, and I only ended up winning 6 caps. And the reason for that was because Giovanni said to me, we can't put you into them games, Keith. Just, you know, you need to build into them. You can't just be thrown into them because you've had a good training session or because you played well in a friendly. And I think Stephen Kenny has done that with Smallbone. It was a roll of the dice and he didn't play well at all. So I just think we need to put building blocks in place. We need to go with tried and trusted. And with international football, you do need caps on the pitch. But Evan Ferguson, of course, is an exception to the rule. But, you know, we're throwing lads in at the deep end that, you know, at the minute just can't cope with it.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel uncomfortable because these are young lads. You know, most of them, as you say, they're fairly inexperienced. They're probably going out there and doing their best. I know Liam Brady, who it's reported is stepping down as an RTÉ analyst after tonight's match. He said this group of players that Stephen Kenny has is the worst group of Republic of Ireland players that he's seen in his lifetime. Do you agree with that, and do you think it's fair?
I would agree with that. I begrudgingly agree with that because I don't like throwing that at the lads. I really don't. But, you know, I'm only 34 years of age, and that is probably the worst Irish team I've seen on paper. But I still do think, Claire, I think that's an easy thing to say. I do think that this group of lads can be moulded into a team, and we can get something off bigger teams, even the likes of Greece. Now, going toe-to-toe with teams like Greece is, you know, on paper, it's okay, but they're a very decent team. We need to, it's horses for courses. When we played against France, we all knew we were going to suffer. We all knew we were going to be under the cosh, but we nearly nicked something in the last minute through a Nathan Collins header again. It's a brilliant save by the goalkeeper. France are one of the best teams in the world. If we can show that backbone against everybody and try and hit teams every now and then, we have Evan Ferguson now. We've done it before with Robbie Keane. Make a horrible, teams don't want to play against us. Play for moments in the game. Look, we all want attractive football. That's what we want. But if we haven't got the players to do it, then it just seems ridiculous that we keep banging our head off the wall and trying to do it and trying to do it and trying to do it. I think there's a way we can win games with this group of lads. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but needs must.
So it's just a case of grinding it out with what you have.
I think so. And I think Stephen has nailed his colours to the mast. And, you know, it is what it is from his point of view. He wants to play football. I get that. But, you know, you have to win games. Four wins in 23 competitive matches is not good enough as the Irish manager. And some of the teams we've lost, we lost to Luxembourg. We've lost to Armenia. We've drew at Azerbaijan. These are not powerhouses in football. We should be putting them to the sword, you know, in second or third gear. Yet we can't seem to do it. So if we can't break down the lesser teams like a Luxembourg, like an Armenia, if we can't break them down, it just seems nonsensical to be going into every single game saying plan A is football, plan B is football, and plan C is football. We have to have a different way to break teams down, to hurt teams. It can't be all football, football, football.
So tonight then, against Gibraltar, and, you know, this is a team that have some amateur players, I think, don't they, playing for Gibraltar? So we will be expected to win. Will that be enough, though, to save Stephen Kenny and save this team?
I'm not too sure, Claire. I think the damage has been done. It was done on Friday night against Greece. We should beat Gibraltar. We should hammer Gibraltar. They've lost the last three games, 3-0, all 3-0 in a row. They haven't gone on the score sheet. They're not a great team, but they will get behind the ball. They will make it difficult, and we will have to try and break them down. And that is something that we're not notoriously very good at. So, look, I think we'll win the game. We should easily win the game, but I just hope it's not a 1-0 win, or, you know, a horrible 2-0 where we're only winning 1-0 and maybe we get the second goal in the 85th minute and we just get over the line. It needs to be a decent performance. We need to put them to the sword, and we need to be distancing ourselves from the likes of a Gibraltar, because we're second last in this group now. And I said if we finished third in the group, we'd have been doing very, very well because the Greece team are good. But we have to be throwing punches in the group, Claire. We're not throwing any punches. And at the minute, we're dead rubber with Gibraltar. So we need to get some distance between us and them.
I just don't know how a team walks out at the Aviva tonight, given everything that has been said about them. You know, it's really tough, isn't it?
It is. Of course, it is tough. But this is why professionals get paid so much. You just have to go and give a professional performance. And there will be a little bit of a feel-good factor. James McLean is getting his 100 cap tonight. So there'll be a little presentation for him. And when James is playing, you know James is not going to... He's going to demand 100% from people around him. He's going to give 100%. So I'm hoping that will have a little bit of a spring in the Irish players' step. But like you say, Claire, I do think they're a team low on confidence. And I think the crowd as well are sort of waiting for the team to say, go on, show us something, because we want to get behind them, but they're showing us very, very little to get us over, see?
Oh, look, I really hope that they do show us something tonight at the Aviva. Keith, thanks very much for joining us. Keith Tracy there, former Ireland international. And that match tonight, Republic of Ireland versus Gibraltar in the Euro 2024 qualifier, is on from 7 o'clock on RTE2 and on the RTE player. Or you can listen to a live radio commentary with Game on 2FM. And let's hope Ireland succeed in putting 4 goals or 5 goals in the back of the Gibraltar net. Now, coming up after the break, Dr. David Coleman will be with us. You can text your parenting questions to 51551.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.